Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina here, something for the weekend, and our parenting expert Laura Erskine is on the line. Hi, Laura.
Hello, good morning.
There's been a bit of a baby boom. What's going on?
Well, the message from the government was to stay at home, and couples all over Ireland have embraced, quite literally embraced, this time together at home. And we're now predicting a pandemic baby boom for 2021. So when we think back to our first lockdown 1.0, that was back in the middle of March 2020. So the first babies conceived during that time are due around about now. But we've had lots of lockdowns since then, and indeed lifestyle restrictions. And this has prompted lots of parents to think about adding to their family or starting their family. And we did a survey there with our Baby Doc Club community, and we found that actually over 80% of couples are actively trying for a baby right now. And nearly half of them are saying that the lockdown lifestyle restrictions are actually an ideal time to start a family. No pressure to consume alcohol or indeed hide a pregnancy, and lots of time at home together.
Well, the question is, Laura, is anybody actually working from home, or are they just pretending and they're up to no good?
Well, I think the lack of our social commitments. My diary is wide open for the month of January, for example, although I don't think I'll be engaging in this activity. We're past that time.
Oh, but she says that now. She says it now.
Watch this space. No, I'm 42. Not a chance. So, but it is the case of actually, you know, couples have had very busy lives. There's been such pressure with commute to work. There's also been the pressure to meet family commitments, to be socializing. And all of this time at home together has allowed couples time to reconnect. Some people might have thought that maybe the pandemic is not an ideal time to add to your family, especially with the restrictions that are in the hospitals at the moment and currently being revised. But actually, it seems that parents aren't letting the pandemic stop them from adding to their family. Yeah. And when we look back over the last 40 years of recorded births in Ireland, you'll see that all of those baby booms are happening during times when, you know, the economy is a little bit uncertain. We look back to 1980 and we recorded over 74,000 births. And that was a mass time of unemployment and emigration. And then the next big peak was 2008-2009, right after the Celtic Tiger, when Ireland headed into recession. And we recorded over 75,000 births. Now, we've dropped right back down over the last number of years to around the 60,000 mark. But we're predicting over on Baby Doc Club that we've got over 70,000 births are going to occur this year in Ireland, and all as a direct result of the pandemic.
So 2026, there is going to be such a demand for primary school places, isn't there? You nearly need to get the name down now before the baby's even conceived.
Well, that is actually, now that you say it, thankfully some of the rules regarding places in schools have changed, and you can only put your baby's name down a year in advance. But it is a case. Certainly creches are going to be in big demand. So I would urge parents to start thinking about that if they're planning to stay living where they are for the foreseeable, to put names down when we achieve conception. And there are lots to consider. And in fact, planning having your baby during a pandemic means that you need to be a little bit more organized, especially when it comes to getting those baby basics. And Baby Doc Club have put together a pregnancy and newborn guide of what you actually will need when it comes to packing your hospital bag, what you'll need for those first couple of months at home. And there's some good advice in there in terms of where you can source some of those products, and the benefits of choosing one type of buggy over another, one baby monitor over another. So you can get them from the Baby Doc Club website.
Okay, you're very good. Laura, thanks so much. We'll chat to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend.
You.
It's Classic Kids.